Hey guys, before you tune into this episode, I want to give you a free gift which will help you a lot to convert your prospects into high-paying customers. I'm talking about my free ebook, which will be super-duper valuable for you. The title of the ebook is Powerful Words That Sell. So grab your free copy now from the link mentioned in the description, alright? Now over to the episode for which you are here right after this intro. Hello you awesome and fantastic people. You are listening to the podcast Marketing Academy of Persuasion. I'm your host Vipul Chawla, a LinkedIn sales coach, and in this show, I will be sharing anything and everything about sales closing. I will also talk about how to grow your personal brand through LinkedIn. Alright? My every episode will be garnished with business motivation and loads and loads of value for you. If you want to know how I can help you to elevate your business without spending a single dollar on ads, then visit my website consultwithvipul.com. In any ad, most of the things depends on the headline. It is why some copywriters are known to spend 50% of their time on just the headline. Alright? If the headline is poor, the copy will not be read. And the copy that is not read does not sell good. Creating an attention-grabbing headline is perhaps the most important part of writing any copy. And it's also the most enjoyable. For inspiration, you can look at various magazines also. Most people are converted by looking just at the headline which is present on its cover page. That is why their owners hire specialist writers and editors to craft compelling headlines. Let's talk about Amazon. Here it is not headlines but the titles that make the sale. So how you can create winning headlines in 9 steps? The first step is you have to understand the target. Before writing, especially if you want a good return on investment, it is vital to understand the target audience. Correct? Second step is write an outline of the ad first, then write the headline. Third step is you have to write several different headlines and read them out loud. It is very important. The fourth step is you have to pick the most important value and you have to include that value in the headline. The fifth step is you have to include the product or problem in the headline itself. Sixth step is you can use any of the headline formulas which I have listed in my free ebook. You can download the ebook through the link which is mentioned in the description. Alright? The seventh step is you have to use a fairly standard, straightforward headline based off a formula. The eighth step is if you can write a headline that is wacky, offbeat, or ultra different. See, this headline will fail some of the times, but occasionally it will beat the normal headline. So you need to know about it also. The ninth step is you have to test like crazy and rewrite the headline when you see some degradation in response. That's perhaps a little simplistic, but I believe that writing headlines should be a simple process. Simple is clear. Complex, on the other hand, can be confusing, and confused readers don't buy. See, the very powerful and persuasive headline have 3 parts. The first part is pre-head. It is a short sentence at the top of the copy, often including the people you are trying to reach. Like for example, attention B2B entrepreneurs. The second part is the main headline. It is like an ad for your ad. It must make people want to read more. The third part is decks. It is like short bullets introducing additional value. See, all the elements must work together and lead directly into the first few paragraphs. Remember that headline grabs the attention of the prospect by making a promise, drawing a picture, stating a fact, or asking a question. Alright? Like how I grew my LinkedIn profile to 30,000 followers. I prefer slightly long main headline because they tend to keep the reader's attention. The headline must be directed at the target and start to answer the question that's in the reader's mind. That what's in it for me? You can also give your emails a headline and watch open rates and conversion rates skyrocket. Alright? Whenever I get an email without a headline, I scratch my head. And remember, the subject line is not a headline. It's like envelope copy, correct? Subheads in the copy are just like main headlines. Subheads tell the story of your copy. Photos can augment a headline but must be relevant and complementary. You have to be positive and you have to turn negative statements into positives. Specific details or numbers can be valuable in a headline. That how I beat the stock market by 25% last year. Headlines are vital because they draw the reader into the body. Finally, practice and test. I wish you all the very best. All right, guys, thank you so much for investing your precious time till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Thanks a ton once again. I want to tell you that I am mostly active on LinkedIn and you can also follow me and be a part of my LinkedIn family. My followers are close to 30,000 people right now. One last thing, if you took any value from my content, then kindly go to my podcast episodes or my Apple podcast over there. Just write a review. Write a review and kindly subscribe to my podcast to get updates about upcoming episodes as well. Alright? So that's it for this episode and I'm looking forward to have you on the next one. This is your host Vipul signing off from your own show, Marketing Academy of Persuasion. Take very good care of yourself and I love you all.